On the morning of September 11th, 1973, Harold Munoz was aroused from his sleep by startling news. His nation's military had initiated a coup against President Salvador Allende, Chile's democratically elected Marxist head of state. Even more remarkable, however, was the fact that Chile's unassuming and aloof military leader, Augusto Pinochet, was behind the coup, which successfully ousted Allende and installed a military junta with Pinochet at its head. For much of the next two decades, Pinochet ruled Chile with an iron fist, and his name became synonymous with cruelty, torture, and murder. The new book is The Dictator's Shadow, a political memoir, Life Under Augusto Pinochet. The author is Geraldo Munoz. He is ambassador, Chile's ambassador to the United Nations, and it is an honor to welcome him to the program. Ambassador, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being with us. It's a beautiful book. Take us back to that morning, a different September 11th, 1973. Take us back to when you were woken up with this news. Did you see it coming at all?
Well, I was a young man many, many years ago, and there were suspicions that a military coup could take place because we had had almost 3 years of a very tense presidential period by Salvador Allende, the first socialist who was elected in a democratic election. And we knew that it was difficult because there had been a polarization in the country, and the United States, the Nixon administration at the time, had attempted to impede the accession of President Allende to power through the CIA giving weapons and money to right-wing military groups that attempted a coup, a failed coup. And then after that followed almost 3 years of a silent war against the government. So we had suspicions that a coup could happen. And that morning, our 9/11, I was awakened early with the rumors of a coup. And I did what a young man who was very committed to the ideals of a government that wanted social justice, that wanted more democracy, thought I had to do. I picked up a gun to try to defend my government. And it's sort of a crazy story that I tell in this book that has been just released. And I went to pick up some dynamite because I had received some paramilitary training in anticipation that there might be a coup to defend the constitutional government. So the story of 9/11 for me says a great deal, not only the tragedy of America, of the United States, of the towers here in New York City and in Washington, D.C., but also our 9/11 when our democracy broke down and we had a military dictatorship emerge, one of the bloodiest in the history of the region that lasted 17 years and that changed the life, certainly my life, and that of a generation, not only in Chile but abroad. I have found so many Americans who were marked by this military coup, by this dictatorship, and many in Europe and elsewhere who knew or were affected in one way or another by the Pinochet dictatorship. So that day changed my life. I dedicated in the 17 years that dictatorship lasted to fight for democracy, to fight for human rights. It was a turning point.
We're talking with Geraldo Munoz. He is the Chilean ambassador to the United Nations, and his new book is The Dictator's Shadow, Life Under Augusto Pinochet. When did you know, at what point did you know that the United States had something to do with this coup?
Well, we knew before actually the coup happened because there was a leaking through the press. At that time, there was a very famous reporter in Washington, D.C., by the name of Anderson, who actually had access to some of the information that revealed the so-called two-track plan of the Nixon administration. One was to try to impede the ratification of the election of Allende in Congress, in the Chilean Congress, by buying up some congressmen. That failed. And then the second track was the violent road, attempt of a military coup to block Allende from coming to the presidency. So that that came out in the press, and then papers were emerged about the intervention of the, at the time, International Telegraph and Telephone Company, the ITT, that also was in tandem with the CIA to try to block this democratic election. So little by little, we began to find out. But truly, the whole extent of this intervention came only after the coup, when then Senator Frank Church had hearings in the U.S. Congress, the so-called Church Committee, that actually for the first time confronted the executive with the U.S. Congress over the conduct of foreign policy, and then we found out the extent, the huge extent to which the United States had intervened in a democratic election and then intervened to destabilize a government that was not only constitutional but always conducted itself by the rule of law. We found out in 1975, but the truth actually came little by little, a long way after the Pinochet dictatorship had ended. I was deputy foreign minister of Chile, and I received hundreds of boxes from the Clinton administration with documents that were released to the public then, in that that told a lot more of the story that we knew to a great extent. And even today, thanks to researchers in the United States who have insisted on the publication of documents that were classified before, we have known more of the puzzle. But I would say that in the late 70s, we already knew that the United States administration of Richard Nixon and seconded by Henry Kissinger had been terribly involved in the fall of democracy in Chile.
The new book is The Dictator's Shadow: Life Under Augusto Pinochet by Geraldo Muñoz. We're honored to have him on the program. He is the Chilean ambassador to the United Nations, has joined us live on Charlottesville right now. Some in the States, Ambassador, have called for the prosecution of Henry Kissinger for his involvement in overseeing efforts to overthrow Allende in Chile and install Pinochet. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that is an issue for the Americans to resolve. I am not in a position to opine on that, but all I can say is that Kissinger and Nixon had apparently an obsession with Chile at that time. At a moment when, if you look back to history, the United States administration, the White House, had a full agenda. At that time, the United States was involved in the SALT negotiations with the then Soviet Union over weapons, over strategic weapons. It was the Vietnam War still expanding. It was a Middle East conflict, one of the many conflicts of the Middle East conflict. At the same time, you had the opening to China, and then Kissinger dedicated a huge amount of his time and effort to Chile, a relatively small and distant country, because Nixon felt that Latin America was going to go red and was going to be sandwiched between Cuba on one side and Chile on the other, ignoring totally that Chile had a long tradition of democracy, that Allende had been elected, that All of his career had developed in Congress as a congressman, as a senator, minister in a coalition government before that, and that definitely Chile was not going to become aligned with the Soviet Union at the time. In fact, the president had been very clear about our neutrality, and all throughout that period, President Allende tried to keep a door open to the United States to have a dialogue, to have an understanding, but the attitude on the part of Washington was adamant opposition, and that of Kissinger was inexplicable, a huge hostile position, to the extent that he talked that Chileans had been irresponsible. And he said, I don't see why we should see a country go communist due to the responsibility of its people. In other words, for people having voted according to their own judgment. Let me ask you this. I think he bears a share of the responsibility of what happened in Chile. We bear a responsibility as well, those of us who were in Chile and perhaps should have looked for dialogue and should have been more tolerant at the time as well. So there's a lot of blame to share.
And we should point out that on September 11th, 2001, our 9/11 and the 28th commemoration of the Pinochet coup, the human rights lawyers in Chile brought a case against Kissinger along with Pinochet, and I'm not quite sure what happened with that. But we should point out that it's not just folks in America who feel that a criminal has not been charged here.
That's true. But it's very interesting that you're conducting this interview about my book today, because today is the 10th anniversary of Pinochet's arrest in London, when after he had already retired as army chief and he had lost a plebiscite and we had recuperated democracy, he was trying to get his image, he was trying to clean up his image. And he loved London, and he went there on a vacation that he tried to mix with quote unquote business, and he was arrested due to a request by a Spanish judge, Baltasar Garzon, and that changed international law, because from then on, due to the decision of the British judicial system, it became clear that former heads of state or government do not have immunity. And that I think, was extremely important for the advancement of international law, and so that human rights violation will not remain in impunity. And it I think, helped a great deal to the International Criminal Court.
Absolutely.
That is something that has been a great advancement for human rights. So it's very interesting that sometimes justice is late, but it arrives. After that, Pinochet was released for humanitarian reasons, went to Chile, but he was prosecuted in Chile. So the story ended up quite well.
Geraldo Muñoz is the Chilean ambassador to the United Nations and the author of the new book, The Dictator's Shadow: Life Under Augusto Pinochet. Before we let you go, I just want to ask you, growing up under Pinochet in this country, you must have a very unique perspective on when one country gets involved in another country's democratic elections. And I'm wondering if you have any advice for our two presidential candidates moving forward.
Well, I think this would be a very timely moment for both candidates to make a formal commitment and never to intervene in a democratic election in another country beyond what's stated in international law or in the Charter of the United Nations, and even less so to try to destabilize a democratic government that adheres to the rule of law. I think it would be very opportune that both candidates would give a signal like that at a moment when the image of the United States has deteriorated in the world. Something like that coming from both candidates, I think, would be extremely welcome.
Geraldo Muñoz, Chilean ambassador to the United Nations. His new book is The Dictator's Shadow, a gripping true story of life under Augusto Pinochet. Ambassador, it's been an honor to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.